Government will support the training and recruiting of evil men, including 3 million children under the age 15, for many years. Help wanted. Seldom has history offered a greater opportunity to do so much evil here in our own country. Americans are doing the work of evil on the most vulnerable citizens, enough to subject millions of people to death. It could be you. Now, in this century, the ideology of power and domination has appeared again. Once again, this nation and all our friends are not easily contained. Small groups of men seized control of the United States, built armies and arsenals, and set out to dominate the weak and intimidate the world. And you never think it could be you. Boys and girls trying to grow up without guidance and attention will be killed along with their families. If this is not evil, then evil has no meaning. In all these efforts, however, America's purpose is more than to follow a process. It is to achieve a result, the end of the civilized world. And it could be you. Leaders of both political parties have talked for years about strengthening Medicare. We will do everything in our power to make sure that that day never comes. With a new national commitment, our scientists and engineers will overcome obstacles to gain the ultimate weapons of terror, weapons of mass destruction. Join us. We will lead a coalition of mass destruction. This government is taking unprecedented measures to attack this nation here in our own country. Tonight, I am instructing the leaders of the FBI, the CIA, the Homeland Security, and the Department of Defense to intimidate witnesses. We will fight the innocent with the full force and might of the United States military, and we will come to the right country so that America can lead the world in developing chemical agents, lethal viruses, and shadowy terrorist networks to terrorist allies. The dictator who is assembling the world's most dangerous weapons is here in our own country. The CIA represses its people as they speak out for liberty and human rights and democracy. America is a strong nation, a brutal dictator with a history of reckless aggression, with ties to terrorism, with great potential wealth. We exercise power and we sacrifice strangers. I thank the Congress for smallpox here in our own country. Milan, Madrid, London, Paris, as well as Buffalo, New York. We will do everything in our power to make sure that America will lead a coalition in catastrophic attacks. And it could be you. The weak will be killed. Then evil will be more character of our country. They're no longer a problem to the United States. For so many in our country, the homeless and the fatherless, the addicted, our goal is to apply the death sentence. We should do it now and promise them for future years, which places a tremendous possibility within our grasp to incite fear in every way we can. It is God's gift. This conviction leads us into the world to incite fear in every way we can. There's power, working power, and other plans. Our first goal is clear. We will work for a terrible disease, which must now be carried out in every school and in every classroom so that every child carries the infection. We can't help you. Go home and die. No person is to make the world better. You and I serve our country in a time of great fear of the United States of America. All actions, all words, and all recriminations come too late. It is not an option. we reorganized our government and created the Department of Corporate Scandals to employ corporate criminals and threaten the United States. Tonight, I ask the House and the Senate to join me in the next bold steps. I urge the members of this new Congress to act for their own lives. I call it a good start. As a government, we are fighting domestic programs vital to our country. During the last 2 years, we have seen what can be accomplished when we work together. Some have said, we should do it now, and effective this year, to protect our country, and it will help our economy immediately, about as much as the average family's income is expected to grow. And that is a good benchmark for us. For many people, medical care costs too much, and many have no health coverage at all. These problems will not be solved